This is the Blaze the Lion podcast. I am your host, Blaze, Blaze Doctari. And we are finally back. It's been a while. It's been a minute. But I couldn't leave you all. I couldn't leave this. I love doing the podcast. So I am glad to be back. Thank you all for being present, for tuning in. And for today's episode, this is episode 96, all right? We're getting to the 100. We're getting there. We're getting there, all right? In due time, in divine time, this is episode 96. And for today's guest, this is someone that I met on a virtual platform. We were on a panel, actually, a couple years ago. And I noticed how she spoke. I noticed her presence. Just on that Zoom screen, I said, all right, this woman here is definitely somebody who is aligned, who realizes her power, who is walking in her purpose. This is someone who is an entrepreneur who has so many things going on behind the scenes and up close and personal, like myself. So I said, now is the time. What better time than now, than the present, to connect with this person and bring this queen on this platform. So, introducing today's guest for episode 96, none other than Ashley Rose. Welcome to the pod.
Thank you so much, Blaze. Thank you for having me today. It's a perfect day on the Lionsgate portal, and I'm just so activated and excited to vibe with you and to connect with you and to be able to share my story.
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. So I gave my short little intro, but I always ask my guests, feel free to share a little bit about yourself to my guests who may not know.
So my name is Ashley Rose, and I hold so many different hats. So the many facets of who I am really stem from me living in my purpose and finding that purpose through my service in others, for others. And my journey really started as from a little girl to where I am now. And I was born in Brooklyn, New York, and hey. I was raised in Elizabeth, New Jersey, where I would say would be the ghetto of Elizabeth, New Jersey, per se. And from living in New Jersey and growing up there, I then went to college at NJCU in Jersey City, where I studied business management. And that's where my business started. That's where my business journey started, and really my spiritual journey also. I always knew as a little girl, I would see and feel things, and I didn't understand it. But once I got into college is where I fully started to feel things and understand what they meant, understand myself. And I was raised with just my dad. I wasn't raised with a mom. So I had to really learn how to be a woman and how to love myself and how to raise myself. My dad was an amazing dad, and I'm so thankful for him. But he's really he's my why. He's why I do everything that I do. And he has been my visionary to teach me everything that I know. And I use the foundation of what he has taught me. Being raised with my dad, he was a real estate agent, and we lived on top of a real estate office. So as a little girl, I grew up looking at homes in these big books like this, and really helping him stage homes as a little girl. And now that's what I'm doing in my career, where I specialize as a green real estate agent, helping people find homes that are healthier for them. And also, I'm a green interior designer, so as well as helping my clients find beautiful homes that they can feel safe and be healthy in. I also helped them design it in with biophilic design, bringing nature into the home. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my story connects with everything that I've done. So while I was in college, I was a fashion stylist and a fashion editor for a magazine. And through my experience with fashion, I was able to then open up my interior design business because all the fabrics and all the colors and textures that I used in fashion, I'm now using in people's homes, but making sure that they're sourced from a space, a sacred space, to make sure that we're bringing in natural materials into people's homes, and it's helping them live a healthier, longer vitality for themselves and in their homes. And so I've moved my spiritual business from being in college. I had started Reiki, my Reiki journey of becoming a Reiki master. So I've been doing it now for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. And also, I went to study in Costa Rica for my yoga teacher training for a month at that time also, which completely changed my life. And at that time, I had a yoga studio for 4 years. And I love my yoga studio in New Jersey. It was really hard to leave my community and my students. But I was called to Florida to share the same things, but now I've just pivoted my business and now have brought it into people's homes. So mm-hmm. I'm able to now go into my clients' homes before we put them up for sale. And I go in and I do a home blessing, and I put Reiki into, I infuse Reiki into all four corners of the home, as okay. well as bringing in my sound bowl, where I help synergize the energy through the home to help bring in new blessings. And, you know, as we remove the old, we make space for the new. And I believe that we're all in this space right now where we're moving into this next level of our evolution. And through that space, we learn who we really are. You know, we learn who we are. I am all of these titles, and I am none of these titles, because for me, it's not about any of the titles. It's about the foundation and my intention in everything that I do.
Absolutely. Stop right there. I love it. I want to touch on the beginning, right? The beginning, when you brought up in your younger days, right? In your childhood days, where you felt things and maybe you would see things. And that is very impressionable, because in your adolescence and even younger, in your childhood days, you don't really understand, right, what's going on. And probably the adults and family may not really understand. So can you just share that a little bit about what it was like and what exactly you were experiencing as a child?
Yes. So as a child, I would feel things and I would see things, and I would tell my dad or I would tell my friends, and they all thought I was crazy at the time. And they're like, what are you talking about? What are you seeing? And so at a point, I started to just not say it, and I would feel it. So it would come. And a lot of times it would come at school. And then there was a statue that was by the school when I was a younger child that I knew something was wrong, either how it was placed or something was under that statue. And every day I would pass it, it would make me feel a certain way. So then years later,
How old were you?
I was like in first grade. I was maybe like, I was really young at that time. And I was telling my dad, and I was telling my friends, and they're like, there's nothing wrong with this statue. There's nothing. And I just knew that there was. And, you know, years later, I come to find out where the statue was placed underneath. They had to redo the whole area. I don't know exactly what happened, but they ended up taking that statue out. And I don't know exactly what it was, but what I do know is that something wasn't right, where it was placed or something. It was also across the street from the church that I grew up in, and I went to also. I grew up in a Catholic church. I don't believe in it now as I have in my own journey and evolution. Mm-hmm. However, I do respect it, and it was this place of really finding my own spirituality and finding out what that meant for me and really exploring many different avenues of my own spirituality and also learning about other people's cultures and their and where they come from has also helped me understand who I am. Because when you understand that you have past lives and you have other, that's why someone may feel like you've known them before, or like mm-hmm. a deja vu of like, I know you, or like you feel like home, but I don't know why, you know. And we start to really understand why everyone comes into our lives and the purpose of why we meet people, for to help them and for them to teach us, you know. And we're all here walking each other home. And I feel such a call to, I meet people and they just tell me their whole life story, where I know I was meant to meet this person to help them in whatever way I'm supposed to, mm-hmm. you know. I don't want anyone to put me in a box like, oh, you can only do this thing, where I don't want to live in a box. I love to live completely outside of that box. And I'm here to change myself so I can help change the world. It starts with us, right? So practices that I do every day to really tap into my own source and spirituality beyond the physical, and mm-hmm. really tap into the more that's there, that I feel and that I know is there, and I don't know how to explain it sometimes, but mm-hmm. energy is not to be explained, it is to be felt. And it's about really touching people at a soul level to help them and connect with them and mm-hmm. feel them.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. What age?
But I know before.
Yeah. Yes, yes. So you felt it from as early as first grade. Now, at what age did you realize that you had a gift, that you had these spiritual gifts, and did you begin to really own that power?
I would say when I was in college is when I fully started to learn that. And in that space, I started to meet a lot of spiritual people. So it really started with tarot cards. I had a friend who gave me a deck of cards, and she did a reading for me, and I started to really learn what tarot cards were. And a lot of my foundation comes from feng shui as well, where I would say probably around 16, I started to really tap into what feng shui is and how to live in my everyday life with the tools of feng shui have really help me navigate and design my life in a different way that is built on the elements of the earth and of the elements of who we are. And I believe that, you know, between feng shui and astrology and, you know, tarot cards and all the, you know, to me, it's not new age, because at the end of the day, anything that you can tap into and you can feel and you get messages from, those are all tools for you to use to help you navigate your own roadmap of life. Mm-hmm. You know, no one else controls how you look and how you look at the world and how you choose to show up. But we choose that. We get to choose. I'm going to show up. I feel this comes to me. I feel it, and I move with it. Now, when we get these messages, what are we going to do with them? Is where we need, what we need to do moving forward. Because there's a calling that we have. Each one of us has this calling, and we can listen And then we can choose to move in that direction because we are called to. And for me, that's how I move every day. If it doesn't move me and it's not literally lights me up and makes my heart flutter, that's not where I believe I'm meant to go. But the minute that I meet someone and I have this connection and I have this calling, I'm here for it. I'm here to fully activate it and tap into whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Awesome. At this point of the pod, we're going to play a little game.
All right? I love
games. So this is a cool game where you get to choose, right? I'm going to name two things, and you'll just basically choose one or the other. So, for example, it could mean it could be a color. It could be blue versus green. It could be sandals versus sneakers. Whatever it is, all right? So you just share what brings you closer, all right? What resonates with you. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, go. Here we go. Question number one. Early bird or night owl?
Early bird, for sure.
Early bird. Okay.
I used to be a night owl. I'm definitely an early bird now.
All right. Awesome. Sandals or heels?
I would say sandals. I used to be a heel girl, and I used to wear heels all day in fashion all around New York City. And I do now when I'm going to go out and when I'm doing my real estate business. But on an everyday basis, I'm definitely trying to be more comfortable. I like to be grounded to the earth. So I'm all here for the sandals. But then definitely putting on the heels for the dates and all the fun things. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love it. All right. Next question. This could be taking a variety of ways. Prayer or meditation?
Ooh. I believe that prayer is meditation, so I'm going to go with prayer. I believe that my prayers are my love language. My prayers are here to activate myself and to activate prayers for the world. So I believe that when you're in prayer, in that meditation, you're meditating to the world the blessings that you are bestowing upon the world as well as for yourself. So I'm going to say prayer.
Okay. A twist on that. Morning meditation or nighttime meditation?
Ooh. I like morning meditations. And at night, I do more of a meditation on the whole day and then visualizing for the next day. But my morning is so activated. I get very clear, amazing, intense, exciting messages in the morning because my mind is so clear. Mm-hmm. I have clear visions in the morning. At night, because I have so much that's happened throughout the day, I'm like processing all of it. So, yeah.
Okay. Next one. Do you thrive best with family or in solitude?
I definitely thrive best in solitude. As an only child, I'm used to being by myself. But I do love to be in family and community. Community really is part of what I know I'm here to build and be part of. And I'm doing so many collaborations and amazing things with community right now. But the reason I can do that is because I take the time for myself and I take the time to know who I am and why I'm here and to heal myself so that I can show up in the world greater and I can do more things because I'm coming from a place of love, not fear. So I choose that.
Okay. Next one. action taker or patience?
Woo! This is my struggle all the time. So patience is something I do have, but for certain things, I will say I'm an action taker more so, in a sense that if I see something, I know that I have to be the one to, in order for me to create it, I have to go and do it. But I also know that because I am in alignment, the things that are right for me are showing up, and then I can move in a different way in space because I know it's meant for me. And I have patience with knowing that what's meant for me is coming. But then when it comes, I know that tomorrow is not promised. So I'm going to take that action, because what if tomorrow's not here and I'm not able to do that? I can say I fully did everything that I could and I took action on what my heart was calling me to do. So there's a balance, a beautiful balance and synergy.
A balance in all of these questions. So
kind for
of
sure.
Your perspective.
Yeah.
All right. Let us go with action. Calculated risk taker or spontaneous risk taker?
Oh, man. I would say a little bit of both. I would say I'm more of a spontaneous action taker. I feel something and I just go. And then there's other times where I know I kind of have to navigate it first and then make my move. So it depends.
Okay.
But I think I'm more, I definitely am more spontaneous. Yeah.
Okay. Final question. And you can't say both on this one.
All right.
Final question. Astrology or numerology?
I would definitely say astrology. Because I am absolutely connected with astrology in so many ways. And I took a course last year with my doctor, my holistic healing doctor, to get certified in it as well. And I've just really learned a lot about myself through my chart and through understanding the different levels of who I am as a Virgo and as a sign Virgo and all of the other signs that we encompass. You know, we are not just one sign. We have so many different signs. So I would absolutely say astrology. I do use numerology for the homes, my clients' homes. When they buy a home and they have a number in their home, I let them know what their home means based on the address of the home. So I do use numerology, but on an everyday basis, astrology, I am so activated and I'm so connected to, you know, when the moon is in Cancer, or, you know, right now I'm like super like fired up because it's Leo season. Right. And I am like fired up. Like my heart is on fire and I'm so excited. And, you know, I'm just living in this very activated space.
It's interesting that you say that. For one, you're a Virgo, like my mom. And I've dealt with a couple different versions of Virgos. So there's my mom, who is the nurturer, who will give you the clothes off her back, who loves unconditionally to the point where sometimes she gets hurt, but that's her. She just loves hard. She puts others first. All of that. And then I've dealt with other Virgos who are selfish and whatever. In any case,
I'm definitely your mom.
But it's interesting what you said about the homes, because in my current residence, I've lived here for 18 years, I think, something like that, 18 or 19 years in this current residence. And I'm always looking at homes, and whether it be a home or a condo or a townhome and stuff. And not necessarily that I'm ready to move right now, but I'm just always looking at different areas and such. And because for me, I am so into numbers. Mm-hmm. I get a lot of my confirmations through numbers. My chart, 3 of the 4 numbers in my chart are the same number. So it's lots of numbers. So I look at dates I was born and that family was born and times they were born and everything. I'll be at the beach doing a meditation and I'll just casually glance behind me and the building behind me is that same set of numbers that always follows me. So I'm like, huh. So when I look at places, I always look at the house number.
Because
I said to myself, the next home that I purchase, I want the numbers to add up to a certain number. So it's just really interesting that you said that you infuse some of like the numerology, you know, with your clients and the homes and stuff. Because I do that, but I never really heard of anyone else. I didn't know that it was a thing. So
yeah, it's definitely a thing. The vibration of your home, the number of your home is the vibration that your home holds. So depending, you let me know if you have any questions with that. I would love to, you know, help you navigate the number that you want and see how we can find that for you. You know, at the end of the day, there's infinite possibilities and there's infinite levels and places we can go. But also I've been learning about astrocartography, which is basically astrology, but teaching you where you should live based on your astrology. So it's really,
I heard about
also
that the other day.
It's really very interesting because some people, you know, are living in New York when they really should be living in Alaska, right? So there's like, but you know, we can live through these things, but we also know that we are the creators of our reality. So these are just, these are foundations and things and tools we can use. But at the end of the day, we really create that. We get to say, you know what, this is where I want to live and this is where I'm going to live, you know, but they're on an energetic level and based on when you are born, there are better places that may be fitting for you, but that doesn't mean that you have to live by that, you know, because you can also, it's based on how we're raised and who we are raised with and who we choose to become, no matter where we come from, because we can change and rewrite our stories every day. Mm-hmm. We never have to keep reliving that. That is what I have really overcome more than anything, is learning how to love myself and learning how to show up and really, no matter what, overcome all the many obstacles I've had to go through to be who I am today. You know, it wasn't an easy journey, and that you start to discover that you're so much more and you can change all of it. And that's where I'm at this space where I know I can, anything that I visualize, it shows up for me. And it's a really magical space to be able to say something or speak someone's name and they show up in my reality. And it's really beautiful to help people because I have this intuition. I'm able to really help other people because I get these callings or I get these messages and I get to share it with other people. And I'm thankful for the gifts and source that I move through source and any way that he calls me to move forward. I'm here. I'm here to really make it a reality and to help people find what that is for themselves, you know. And I think a lot of people teach it, but they don't actually live it, right? So for me, the way that I teach is by actually living, being a living being that's doing it, but also a living being who's just being, right? Because it's not all about just doing. It's about your own being and where you are that then reflects everything else outside of you, because you have the internal space is, you know, our first home is ourselves, and everything else is an extension of an outside space of a home. But really, our home is our soul, is our, anywhere we go, we are home, and it can feel like home, and it can feel like home. So for me, it's always really understanding my clients and really connecting with people. You know, for me, it's about connecting with understanding who you really are to see how I can help you, because, you know, so many of us live in this space of hiding, or, you know, or in this space of not feeling okay to trust people. And, you know, I've lived in that space for a long time, and I'm thankful to be able to help myself and others see it differently and live differently. Because if each one of us can show up in pure, in our pure, authentic selves and from our heart, we can really move this world. We can really change it. We are the change makers. And us, you know, sitting here in this energy of wanting to share these visions and these insights we have received with others so that they can also go and do it and and be that light. Be that light that we need in this world, because we need each other. You know, it is my duty and a privilege to be here, and an honor in this space that I'm so thankful. I live in pure gratitude for everything and everyone in my life, because I know at any moment it could be like and gone.
So, things happen just like that.
Yeah, I've lost so many people in transitions of, you know, their life and them going into their next stage of life, and understanding, you know, that transition as well has been really hard for me over the years. But I feel it differently now, and I connect with it differently. Because we always know that the people that we love, we're always connected to them, no matter what. And, you know, we are in, this is all a quantum field, right? And we get to create this space, and we know that time is an illusion. So we start to understand that we can reach people beyond this space. And that is really a magical place to be, and to connect with our spirit guides and connect with our angels, and to connect with, you know, my mom has transitioned, and I get so many messages from her now that I didn't, you know, I didn't know her at all while she was here. But knowing that she's on the other side, I understand this connection to her, and to a deeper way of, you know, my angels and people that are still so dear to me. I think these days we need to hold each other tighter, you know, while we're here in the physical realm. Just love your people, you know, love each other, and, you know, be a servitude of love and of light, because that's what we need. That's what the world needs, and we need each other. And I'm just, any way that I can be of service and I can help, I just want to share with you that I'm here for you. I'm always here for you. And I know you're a beautiful light, and you do amazing work in the community and with children. And I'm just thankful to be in your presence and to share this today.
Thank you so much, Ashley. I am going to take this train into a tunnel. Darkness. You are such a, I'm choosing my words carefully here. You're such a pure light, and I sense compassion. I sense your empathy, and I can sense that you get a lot of downloads. You get a lot of messages, and more than likely you probably carry the weight of many others on your shoulders. So with that said, are you open to sharing at a time in your life where it may have been a dark season for you and you weren't really sure how to move or what to do and how you were able to overcome? Because a lot of my audience, we're all going through something, or we're just coming out of something, or we're about to head into something, whether we realize it or not. And I always try to bring some sort of hope, some sort of action, some sort of purpose to my listeners, because you just never know, right? Who's going through what, who's battling, who had a rough morning, who doesn't want to be on earth anymore. We just never know. So with that long-winded question, are you open to sharing a time when you were in a dark space and how you were able to overcome it?
We all know we need our business on social media platforms, and at Starchild Social, through research and planning, we create converting posts and stories that attract your ideal client, taking that weight off your shoulders, enabling you to focus on achieving your goals for your business. Check us out for a free consultation at www.starchildsocial.com. Starchild Social, holding your hand through this ever-changing world of social media.
Yes, absolutely. So I would say there's been a whole bunch of different things that have happened in my life, but two that really stand out for me and have really changed who I am. My first one would be, I was in a physically abusive relationship for a long time, and it was so hard for me to leave because I really loved him and I felt trapped and I didn't love myself at the time. Mm-hmm. But through that relationship, I've learned how to love myself. And now I know the signs for men who will do these types of things. And the only reason he caught me at that time was because I didn't love myself. That will never happen where I am today. So you learn from these people that what they are going through has nothing to do with you, right? You learn that these people hold these energies and they use other people to portray that onto them. So, you know, he was going through his own pain and he would take it out on me. And he was very controlling. He was very jealous and all of these things that I just will never be able to take or even bring in my aura now. But you learn when you accept these types of traits from someone that's hurting. All I wish for him is that he can heal himself so he doesn't go and do this to other people, because he knows the pain that he not only caused me, but his own children at the time. He had two children who had to see and witness this, and it just broke my heart. It took my friend who saw the bruises on me to call the cops and say, I don't care what you're gonna do, I am gonna call the cops and make sure that he leaves your house. And it took her to do it because I never did it because I was so scared. So you never know people that show up for you when you're going through these things are like angels. She was an angel for me at that moment until this day. I will never forget her. And it was a really hard time. At the end of the day, it taught me so much. And I'm just thankful that I learned how to love myself through all of it. And another one that was a big was when I moved to Florida. I was opening a yoga studio. I tried to reopen my business that I had in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And when I moved here, I was starting this yoga studio and I partnered with the wrong people. So who you partner with is such an important part of your business. business, and also who you choose as your life partner is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make in your life. It will, everything in your life will flow through those two things, the people you choose to do business with and the people that you choose as your life partner. These are two big lessons I've had to learn in my journey. I lost thousands of dollars. I lost so much time. Literally a week right before I was going to open, the building got shut down after I was literally launching a virtual yoga studio before COVID happened. I had a vision that this is where the world was going. And I already had, my studio had these beautiful white walls where we were doing projections, which, you know, like the what Van Gogh and all the artists are doing now. I was trying to do that 5 years ago before all this happened. And it was like my whole dream was just shattered, like within a day of just like everything I worked hard for. And, you know, I had teachers on the schedule. I had cameras and all the things I bought. It was so hard navigating that. It was months of, I was just so sad. And I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to talk to anyone. And I ended up finding someone who helped me throughout that time to just have fun and not think about the time. So, you know, when you're going through these things, it's how do you move it out, right? And how do you get past it? So, you know, the things that I was able to do to move beyond the pain and the sadness I felt was going out into nature. And I was paddleboarding a lot. I was going in the water, taking more baths. I was reading a lot of books. And I was really trying to understand why it was happening, right? Because the thing, things don't happen to us. They're happening for us. So there was a bigger purpose because God knew I was supposed to now share all of my spiritual works on a bigger and grander level. And it wasn't just in one space, right? We think so small sometimes when it's up to us to think beyond that, to think bigger. And so I started to now think more global. You know, now I'm doing transactions, you know, literally in Serbia, in Japan, and all these different avenues and spaces. And Thailand, which is such a sacred land for me, I'm now able to do real estate transactions for hotels in these places I never imagined. And I can still touch those people from here instead of just in a box or in just one space. So when you think about these things that happen to you, what are you going to do with it? And how do you change it to make it something beyond ourselves? Because it's not for us. It has to be that we're building these things for generations to come and for the people, right? And it's not for us. It's not for just us, because we are here for more, and we are here to be and do more. And I just have such a vision for my life and for the world. And every day I'm showing up to do that in every way possible. And, you know, I understand that my energy is now my frequency. And it's also here to create tangible generational wealth where I don't have to suffer. I refuse to suffer or live in poverty where I grew up, because I know that I'm here to change generational cycles in my family. And I know this calling so strong, right? Coming from a foundation of alcoholism, and, you know, me seeing my uncle beat on my wife, on his wife, on my aunt as a little girl, then brought me to then now having a man who hits me, because that's what I knew and that's what I saw. So I thought it was okay when it's never okay. But now I understand that I don't have to keep living that. I can now choose healthy relationships, you know? And as I'm moving into 42 years old and I'm single with no children, and everyone's like, how, you know, how is that possible? And I'm like, because I've chosen this, and I choose to not settle in my life, and I choose to wait for what I know will be meant for me. And at the end of the day, we can, I've learned to grow beyond all that has happened to me. I have learned to use it to move me and to use it to help other people. I use my story to help other people. I have been in at least maybe set like 8 car accidents, and I am still here. I know that I have a super mission on this earth and purpose, because some of the car accidents I have been in, I could have literally not been here. And one of them, I couldn't walk for 3 months. And it just helped me see life differently and really be thankful for every day. That car is a physical asset that can come and go, but my body and me, that is not, right? So you can't just, you can change your car, right? But there'll never be another me. So at the end of the day, I understand that nobody is me, and that is my power. And that is what I am here to share. And there's this, every day I choose to, I have a goal, but then I also allow whatever shows up for me to be what my purpose is. You know, if there's someone who calls me and they need me, I'm there. If there's a client who calls and they ask, there's clients that call me all the time, they're like, I need a Reiki session right now. And I go to help them, in understanding that I am only here to help them activate their own healing. I am just a conduit of this energy to help activate it in themselves. You know, as a healer, we also need healing, right? So I've taken that time for myself to, you know, take my spa days, take my bath days, take my days where I do my self-care, you know, and I do these self-love rituals for myself, for my skin, for my hair, for my soul, for my heart, for all of it. And it feels really good, you know, it feels really good. And I don't allow myself to keep reliving these horrible things that have happened. I choose to use them as inspiration for me to do something else so that never happens again. Those two things that happened, I will never be able, I will see, now I see these signs of these types of people, and right away I'm like, okay, I'm not working with that person. Or right away, oh, that person is not for me. And now I can move forward, you know, with love, right? It's all with love. It doesn't need to be in a space where I don't wish anyone bad, even the man who did what he did to me. I really wish him healing and love, because I know that's what he needs. And he actually made me stronger. He made me really powerful. Now the woman that I am, he will not know, because I am a whole new Ashley. I am not the Ashley he knew. And I love all the versions of who I was, but the version of Ashley that I am now, I am in such a better space. And I know who to do business with, and I know who to not do business with. I also understand friends that used to be my friends that are simply in a different space, and we are not friends anymore. But if I see them, there's still love. It doesn't need to be like, oh, they're not my friends and I hate them. No, they're not my friends anymore in that space. We don't talk every day, but I still love them and I send them love from here. They've chosen new avenues in their life. I don't judge them. I'm here to love them forever. We're just not talking every day, and that's okay. You know, I've learned to be in full acceptance of myself and others, wherever they are, not where I want them to be or not how I want them to be, just in exactly who they are and where they are in their own journey.
Those are two important lessons, your business partner and your life partner.
Woo!
Whew. Lord knows, as a business owner myself, I've had staff, I've had trainers, I've had assistants and secretaries, I've had all sorts of people. And tell you, being a business owner, right, being in business for yourself, it helps you learn a lot about yourself. It helps you to realize who you attracted in your business and why you attracted them. And even up to last year, when I was pushed in the direction to go back and work for a company after owning my business for so long. And in those 8 months, and by the way, my number is 8. So when you said 8 car accidents, I'm like, there it is. 8-8, right? But last year when I worked for another company, it was very different for me. It was a bit stressful because I got so used to moving how I move. I'm a free spirit, and this is what I like to do, and this is not what I enjoy doing, so I'm not going to do it. And move on my own timing, and having bosses where, what'd you do today? How many calls did you make? How long did you take for lunch? How, you know? And I was like, whoa, this is new for me. So I'm not used to that. But in that time, I learned things about sales. I learned things about cold calling and leads. I learned how to work with staff, right? And your coworkers, and how to create projects and events. And I also learned what worked in management, and I learned what does not work. Right? To not instill fear into your staff and such. So this year, as I'm still growing my business, I actually got a promotion at a gym that I work at. And now I'm in this position as a manager. And now from last year, I remember what things not to do to staff, right? You don't instill fear. You don't make threats. You empower. You don't boss them around and tell them all these things. You empower. You give them the tools for them to succeed. And I realized that the journey that I had to go through, right, it was not by mistake. It was all a learning experience. And we get so caught up in the destination, and I want to get to this goal, and I want to get to that goal. And it's that journey. So as painful as the journey is, and with all that you have gone through, from the car accidents to relationships to physical trauma to the mental abuse to just so much, and to now how you're flourishing and you're thinking on a global scale, right? And you're able to serve, and you're able to share with others so they don't make those same mistakes. That's just a beautiful circle, because it is not for us. As you mentioned, we are the conduit. We are the vessel, and it's beautiful where we can learn from all our past experiences. And I just want to commend you, because from all that you've gone through, it's easy to still harbor unforgiveness and resentment. And it's easy to replay those hurtful things that you were told over and over, and to think that that is you, and to think that what they said, that yes, I'll never be successful, and yes, I can't do it by myself. And so I want to give you honor and celebrate you, because that's not easy. And many of us are harboring those ill feelings and that unforgiveness, and we're damaging our self-worth, where we are so worthy of grace. We are so worthy of just this journey and just being able to flourish. So, Queen, I want to say thank you for sharing your story. And thank you for that courage and that boldness.
I want to share just one more thing about forgiveness. That was a huge part of my journey also, was having to forgive my dad. I learned about 5 years ago, my family found me on Facebook, my mom's side of the family. And they told me that my mom was trying to look for me, and she did love me, and she didn't just leave. And in my whole life, I told myself that story, that my mom left and she didn't love me. And my mom was on drugs, so my dad said he left her because she wasn't a fit mom at the time. So that's the only story that I knew. And then when my family found me, they told me that she was sending letters and she was trying to see me, but my dad didn't let me see her. And I had to then confront him with this truth that I received. And it was one of the hardest days of my life, because as much as I wanted to be really upset with him because he did that, I know that he only did it to protect me. Right. And he did the best that he could do raising me as a dad, you know, a little girl by himself. And he did an amazing job. So I had to forgive him because he did the best that he could. And I think a lot of our trauma comes from our parents, comes from their stories. And then it trickles down to us. And then it goes from us to our children. So I'm here to break these generational cycles, that I don't want to keep living with this sadness that my dad kept me from my mom. That's not the truth. He didn't want me to see her that way. And he wanted her to heal herself. And I'm thankful that my family told me that she did heal herself, that she stopped. And, so there's a way out, and there's another way that we can move forward with healing our relationships with our families, with our parents in particular. And, I was also raped as a little girl. And I think that having to forgive that person on top of all the other things in my life, you start to understand that these people are hurting, so they're hurting other people, right? Yeah. As much as hurt people, we can choose to be healed people and help to heal people. So as with all that I've been through, I choose to be better and to do better and to thrive beyond it.
Yeah. Whew. This episode is very necessary. Very necessary. We are healing. We're all hurting. And we're healing, and many times we are living in so much hurt that we don't realize the damage we're doing to other people. Because all we can see our life and other people through are those hurt eyes. Whew. You know, Ashley, that you're changing the world. And you will continue to change the world on such a larger scale. Your territory, your influence is going to exceed your expectations. Believe that. So many women need to hear your story. So many men need to hear your story. So many parents need to hear your story. So many little girls need to hear your story. So no matter how dark, no matter how confusing life gets in certain seasons, promise to yourself that you won't stop.
Thank you. Yes, I will keep going. Same to you. Keep blazing up the world and keep your visions of what you want to do. There's nothing that can stop us. You know, we are here to live it, you know, to live every day in such gratitude and love. And this is where I choose to be. I can choose to be just like my mom and do drugs. And because of what she's done, I have chosen to not ever touch that. Anytime I'm around it, I have just chosen, I want nothing to do with it. And I could have chosen the other path. I could have chosen to just do the same exact thing and do the same exact pattern. But I know that I have the power and the strength. I received this strength from my innate wisdom and power to move forward and to not, I'm not here as a victim. We are never here as victims of our reality or our story. We get to say, this is how it was, but this is what I'm doing now. And the only time is now, right? This is the time we have. So I don't choose to keep reliving these stories, but I share them so that I can help someone else who may feel this or may go through something similar. And I can show them that there's a way out and you don't have to stay there. You know, you don't have to live in that pain anymore. You can move beyond it and you can create a new story for yourself. So at the end of the day, I want to say to just love yourself, love the people around you. No one ever taught us how to love ourselves, so we have to figure this out. I never had a mom to show me how to become a woman. I had to figure it out myself. And you know what? It has made me so much stronger. And it has, one day when I become a mom, I know I will be an amazing mom because I know what it feels like not to have one, right? So we can choose to just show up differently and be different and change our dynamics, change our relationships, change the choices that we make, right? Alcoholism is a big part of my family. I've had uncles who have transitioned because of alcohol, and I have witnessed so many bad experiences with alcohol that for many years I don't drink alcohol. I may have a glass of wine here and there because I love wine in tradition and in ceremony in certain areas. However, alcohol is something that I've completely cleared out of my system. And as a social thing, it's okay, but these people are drinking back to back to back to back to back. And if that's the path that you choose, just know that it is a choice. And the things that happen, I have also my cousin who was like a sister to me, had a car accident, and she was with a drunk driver, and she transitioned when I was in college. And I think that was part of my awakening, was that she lost her life to a drunk driver. And now for me, it's so important, you know, now that we have Uber and all of these things, if you do choose to drink alcohol, make sure you're not driving and putting your own life and other people's life in danger, you know. So this is part of something that I'm also helping and teaching other people, is the dangers of what alcohol can do in your life. And, you know, I've seen, you know, my uncle be physical with my aunt every time he drank alcohol. You know, a lot of experiences that I've seen with alcohol, I now understand it also lowers our vibrations. And it also, you know, when you think about your physical vessel as a sacred space and what you put into it, not only just the foods you put into it, but also the drinks and all the other things you're putting into your soul. Mm-hmm. Think about choices you are making with what you are putting into your body. It is so important.
Agreed. I feel there's so much more for us to get into. And I feel we're going to have another opportunity, whether it's a part two of this podcast. Maybe it's going to be another pet. There's going to be something. We're going to see each other again. Because, we have a lot to share, and the energy, the alignment that we are both on. A lot of generational curses broken, a lot of chains, a lot of addictions. Yeah, for sure.
So much. We each have a story, right? And all of our stories matter, right? You matter, I matter, and everyone matters. So may we take the time to really listen to people's stories and get to know them beyond their physical vessel, because we are so much more than this. We are so much more.
Indeed. So with all that said, for those who want to reach you, whether it be for real estate, for looking for a space, whether it be for Reiki healing, for all the services that you offer, how can they reach you? How can they get in contact with you?
You can find me on Instagram as Ashley Rose Sacred Spaces. So Ashley Rose _ Sacred Spaces. That's the best place to find me. And all of my updates and any way that I can be here to help and serve, I'm here. So I'm just a call away. I'm just a DM away. And thank you, Blaze, for seeing me, for seeing my light, and for having me here today. I'm so thankful to connect with your beautiful light and all of your energy. And I look forward to seeing you again in physical space and in creating something together and helping people together. Anyway.
Yes, absolutely. This was episode 96. This will be available on all your major streaming platforms, from your Apple Podcasts to Spotify to Breaker, YouTube, so on and so forth. Remember, through it all, through all you have gone through all you're going through, and all you will be going through, begins to make sense when you find your purpose. From the hurt you've been through, it begins to make sense. From the career choice, it begins to make sense. From family, from kids, parenting, it all begins to make sense. When you realize your purpose and you begin walking in your purpose, it truly is life-changing. Special shout out again to our special guest, Ashley Rose. You can find her on Instagram at Ashley Rose _sacred spaces. Yes?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. As I always end this podcast with, go out into the world with peace and with love.